Okay, good morning. We're on page Kuf Chaf Beis in the Sefer Bilvavi, Os Kuf Samaches, 168. We got new sheets that will take us to the end of the book. Right at the bottom of the page. What? Yeah, that's what I just said. So, we've been talking about this idea of realizing that everything from Hashem is a gift. Nothing is yours, your kids aren't yours, your wealth isn't yours, your wisdom isn't yours. You're just a guardian over it. Now the next step. When a person senses that everything he has is a gift from Hashem, now comes the next key question. Now you need to reflect. Why does Hashem give me everything? Why did Hashem give me children? Why did Hashem give me money? Why did Hashem give me intelligence? Why does He give me this? Answer, Mipnei Shehu Ohev Osi, because He loves me. Reshekol Nesinos Halalu Hem Gilui Ahavo Eli, and all these givings that I'm reflecting on, they all reveal the love that He has towards me. He loves me, doesn't want me to be lonely, He wants to have companionship, He gives me a wife. Right? He loves me, He wants me to get close to Him, so He gives me a wife so I can get close to Him, etc., etc. V'kach yamod v'yachshov, that's what a person should be thinking. V'achagach yomer b'fiv, and then he should verbalize this thing. Rabbeinu shalayla, minosan li chev etzeh, Hashem, who gave me this object? Atoy yisparach shemo, you gave it to me. Why'd you give it to me? Because you love me. And you should go through all the details of your life. And every time you have to mention the fact that Hashem, you do it because you love me. Until those words become established in your heart. What? Shakodesh Poruchu, Ohavo, that Hashem loves you. And certainly, you will need to review this patiently, deliberately, thousands of times. And tens of thousands of times. With a simplicity. By being, mindful. And with a private inner quiet. When it's a quiet time, and just to reflect on all those amazing things and to go into as much detail as possible about every single thing that Hashem gives you in your life. He does this because He loves you. Okay, and this is not just, it's not just for the big things in life, as he said earlier in the book. Right, even for the small things in life. Right, you're drinking a coffee now. Okay, are you thinking about who gave you the coffee? It wasn't Rafal. You think it was Rafal? It wasn't Rafal. It was not Rafal. It wasn't second cup, wherever you get these cups from. Right, they didn't give it to you. They were the messengers. Right, it's coming straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, and you have created the cocoa bean that was able to be harvested. And to produce a liquid out of a nut, you're able to have a liquid that tastes so good and it refreshes you and it has the ability to wake you up when you're tired and all those things. And it supposedly it tastes good also. So you have a lot to thank Hashem for by 6:20, right? You've already thanked Him for giving Him your body, and Baruch Hashem, it's working well enough that you all made it here today, right? And why did He give you the body? I mean, because He loves you. And why did He give you the coffee? Because He loves you. All these things, He gives you all these things. You keep repeating it over and over and over. You will go through a day. In a day, you could go through it at least 100 times. At least. That's why you make 100 brachas, right? Let's make 100 brachas a day, right? There's enough things to thank God by the time you got it. In the car, I say brachas. Okay, so you ready? I already thanked God for my feet being able to walk on the ground. I thanked Him for my spine that keeps me erect. I thanked Him for my eyes that I'm able to see. I thank him for the clothing that I have, all the different things. I've already thanked him, you know, and the Torah that we're about to learn, thanked him maybe 20 times already, and it's only 6:20. Right? You see, if a person does this all the time, you see, what there's so many benefits for this, but you sense this love. Now, this is a lower level love still. We're not at the higher level love. The lower level of love that depends on something. You're loving him because he gives me all these things, and that shows him that he loves me. Fine. And he gives you all these things. So now, when you're going through this the whole way, and you realize, you know, he didn't have to give it to me, and oh, how all these things are so beautiful, and there's so many of them are so easily accessible, etc., etc., etc. So now, when things don't go your way, you don't start asking questions. Why did God do this to me? Where is God? Where is all these things? It's a narishkeit. People who do this are only one answer for such people, because they don't even bother to stop and think of the thousands of benefits you get every day from HaKadosh Baruch. And if you don't want to look at everything that he does for you, and then one day somebody's sick in your family, and all of a sudden you wake up, you know what? Then you only have yourself to blame. Okay, I don't want to get into it. What about secular people who didn't know, blah, 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 blah. You know, I can't deal with it. Something to deal with, you know. That's unfortunate. Right? But a person who understands that there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu and does what logically flows from understanding there's Hashem, then you have so much to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so things don't work out. Okay. It's one minor thing from amongst the millions of positive things that you have. And every day you thank your wife, you thank Hashem for your wife or your husband every day. And every day you thank him for your kids. And every day you thank him for that. And every day you reflect it. And over years and years, you have so much to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if God forbid he takes them away, then you're able to say, I thank God that he gave me this person for so many years that I had. You're able to feel that he gave me all these things and I didn't have to have these things. He didn't owe this to me. All these things. So if for years and years and years, you keep doing that, Then if he takes it away, it's within a proper context. And you're able, not to say you're not going to be sad, not to say you're not going to cry, because you're a human being, and a human being does cry. Right? But you're not going to get angry. You're not going to get angry. You're not going to be upset at God. What did God do? He gave me all these other things till now because he thought it was the best thing for me. Now he takes it away because he thinks it's the best thing for me too. And you're able to handle it more. Okay, so now, he's talked about, and this is a relatively simple thing to able to do. Now, obviously, this is after you believe that it's Hashem. You believe that there's a creator and a created. And you create that he supervises the entire world. All these things. And, you know, taking for every step. So you've done all that. So then you're able to understand how much Hashem loves you as well. Again, this is not difficult. You just have to be able to be cognizant and do this all the time. And you'll find, when you do this, you'll find there's so many ways to come up with ways of seeing how much Hashem loves you. It's infinite ways of coming up with these ideas, and that's the idea, to spend your time doing this. And this will keep you close to Hashem. This will have you loving Hashem. On the lower level, Kuf Samach Tes. Now, Lach, this is, I'm wrapping it up now, the final leg of the book. Lach HaShezoch HaAdam V'kana B'libas Midas HaAva HaTluya B'davar. After a person merits and he's acquired in his heart this attribute of love that depends on something, ata avoda salikna sasmidas avashinas tliyabodover. Now we move up to the next level of acquiring the attribute of loving Hashem even for something it doesn't depend on anything. Right? Now, of course, you want to get to that level, because remember, even when love depends on something, so you know, it's not the highest love. You know, what if you lose all those things? You may lose that love. You may lose that love. So in spite of everything I said, you're going to say, you know what? I don't care, Rabbi. You gave me this thing for some years. God, now you took it away. So I have no reason to love you anymore. Okay. That might cross a person's mind. So now we got to move it up to the love that's not dependent on anything. Then it doesn't matter what you do to me, Hashem. So that's what we got to work on. And this is much tougher. So we begin by the following point that we've said. This attribute is rooted in the principle of the Zohar, that Hashem and the Jewish people are one. We're one being. V'zeborur, it's clear. She Yisrael Chad, that in the context of the Jewish people being one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there must be a typing error here because the sentence is not flowing correctly. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Havchana Shel Nishmasa Shel Yisrael Lo Shel Gufo. When we're talking about this oneness between the Jewish people and Hashem, it's the kind of oneness that is one that is perceived through the soul of the Jewish soul and not through the body. In other words, only when you look at yourself as a soul can you appreciate this oneness that we have with each other and that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's where there is a real oneness, because this soul is directly coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is the closest thing in the world to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creation. It is the closest to what his first burst of energy produces. So we've got to realize that the only way to come to this oneness as a body, you're not going to be able to feel this oneness. As a soul, you'll be able to feel this oneness. Ulekach minas avazu, therefore this attribute of love, kol mahuso, the whole essence of it is through the following. This is the trick. Gilui mahuso hapnimis shel nishmas Yisrael is revealing the essence, the inner essence of the Jewish soul. That's what it's all about. When you can reveal the inner essence of the Jewish soul, now you've got the ability to feel this oneness with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ubikdei sheyizkar al makach, in order for a person to merit this revelation, shiya bo midas ava shena tuli v'dover, and that you have this love that doesn't depend on anything, v'tzura b'nuya v'lot nitzotzes b'vad, in a real proper structure, and not just sparks of it alone, what do you gotta do? Lekach nitzrach shekol chayav yiya iyu saviv l'kadosh baruch. You have to have your whole life revolving around Hashem. Shekol machshavto tiyo misaviv l'kadosh baruch. That all your thoughts always are revolving around a Kodesh Baruch Hu, except for when you're intensely learning. And your entire essence is given over to thinking about Hashem, umachshavas im HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and thoughts with Hashem, v'diburim im HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and talking with Hashem, v'HaKadosh Baruch Hu yiyah merkaz kol chayav v'chalei kol shaah, that Hashem is the center of your entire life at all times, at all place, every time. You're always thinking of Hashem. Vazai, and then when you do that, then Yizgalevo, it will be revealed, the concept to you, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael Chadu, that Hashem and the Jewish people are one. It will become revealed to you. The more you keep talking about everything that is revolving around HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is more than, thanking Hashem for those things. Because, we can't every second think of things to thank Hashem for. You're only making 100 brachas a day, so it doesn't take the whole day. But every other aspect to keep, as we said, you bring Hashem into the store with you. You bring Hashem into the car with you. You keep bringing Hashem everywhere with you. The more you verbalize it, the more you say it, the more that becomes real, the more it opens up your soul. And once your soul is opened up and you feel your soul, then you're going to feel the oneness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is all la'achish kvar dorach ha'adam b'derech shadrach nadheinu. This only will happen if you've gone through the path that we have cleared for you and we've walked on together until this point, as we've already enumerated on. V'itzliach v'asapari, and you've succeeded to a certain extent, and you've seen some fruits. V'libo zachu panui, and your heart is clear and pure. V'kadosh baruch hu shochem b'kirbo, and Hashem dwells in it. And when that happens, that Hashem dwells in you, then kol havioso he's kashus haKadosh Baruch Hu v'nisul vavo. Then his whole essence is connecting to Hashem in the most inner way in his heart. Mitoch shebitel es machshavos hahevel holami, and because he's negated those vain worldly thoughts, va'asu kula b'machshavos haKadosh Baruch Hu, he's totally engaged in thinking about Hashem. Therefore, there is no barrier that hides HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the revelation in your heart. And the truth is, these words are very broad, and there's a lot to talk about. V'noganu ad ato ketipa min hayam. And we've only addressed this in terms of a drop in the ocean. We've only given you a little bit of this. Ulam, however, nishtadalnu lahavia sa'ara lepachas lahavana v'chipus derech. We have made an effort to bring the person at least to have some kind of understanding and the beginning of a searching of a path. Shechayav yi emakadosh baruch hu b'tmidius, that his life should be consistently with Hashem. And asher yiske shebuchal eisol sha'ah hu mesolcheach emakadosh baruch hu b'pshitus mamash, until you merit that at every moment and at every hour you are conversing with Hashem with a very very literal simplicity. Mitochush shekadosh baruch hu, from a feeling that Hashem is with you. And you feel that Hashem is dwelling inside of you. And when a person merits this, that when a person comes to this level, he is able to guard, literally at every moment, this memory, this knowledge, that he lives with Hashem right in front of him. Kuf Chavtaud. Because you're shochech, and if he forgets for a moment, miad maskir atzmo lekach, he quickly reminds himself. Ashish shekol chayav tfusim hu dokim imo yisparach shemo. Fortune is a person that his whole life is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zoi kol havios chayav. And this is the entire essence of his life. Now the truth is, the first edition of the book ended at this point. The first edition ended right here. So this the second edition or whatever has gone further, and we're just going to go to the end of this chapter to finish up this concept. By the way, Jeanette, did you photocopy that, the Hebrew copy of that extra page? So, do you have it still?
Yeah.
It's okay, and we might get to it. Before we finish today, if I could trouble you for that, I'm really sorry. We'll see. I don't know. I can't stall so long, and it's going pretty quickly. So they tell this story. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, we'll tell a story. Here's a nice story. Okay, let's go further in the book. You know what? Let me finish the text, and then we'll tell the story. What is the inner way to arouse this love that doesn't depend on anything? This comes from reflection and speech. Reishis first, al yedei shizbonin heitev. A person should reflect well. What is this essence of the love that doesn't depend on anything? I think it's Mishalim Shalom Hazeh, whether you're going to use parables of this world, or whether you look into the spirituality of things, until these words settle well into the thoughts of the person. And that his faith is complete in the maintenance of this love that isn't dependent on anything between Hashem and the Jewish people. So that's, you think about it. You think about all this. I'm not doing, yeah, okay. And afterwards, yesh asavoda sadibur. Then comes the service of speaking. V'hi avoda yakara v'nifla. This is a wondrous service. For who and what is this? What should you do? Sheivchar psukim shemuskar behem avas HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'knesses Yisrael. You should choose psukim, verses of the Torah of the Navi, that mention within them the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for the Jewish people. V'chein lehepech, and the opposite. Also, avas HaKnesses Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the love that Hashem, that the Jewish people have for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, you pick, there are certain verses of the Torah that really pinpoint and talk about this love. Ko amar Hashem. And these are the songs you can sing. Ko amar Hashem, the prophet says, so says Hashem, Zacharti lo chesed nurayich. I remember the kindness of your youth. Lechtech acharai avas klulosayich. The love that we had, you know, by the wedding canopy, so to speak. Lechtech acharei b'midbar b'eretz shelo zaroa. You went into the desert after me into a land that wasn't planted. There's a song that goes to those words. Hashem says, I remember the love you have for me. Right? Love I have for you. When I took you out of Egypt, you trusted me. And you went out into the desert. And you put all your faith in me for all that time. You sing that song. That I will do something for you. Ani ladodi ladodi li. I am to my beloved and my beloved is to me. There's no ending. And you know, every day you could pick a different verse. This is the one. It's like, you know, and just give me one. It's like an aphorism. You know, it's ready. You don't have to make it up. It's like really simple. You Google in Ava, love. You know, and you should be able to do it in Hebrew because these are short ones. This isn't like a whole paragraph. It's like, you know, 4 to 10 words. You can learn the 10 words. You know, and that's constantly, you know, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. We're one. You know, you go through the in this week's parsha, the preamble of giving the Torah, and what Hashem says, how he loves the Jewish people. I took you out on the wings of eagle. I'm going to make you a kingdom of priests. And how Rashi talks about, you know, where Hashem says, you know, the Egyptians did a lot of things to insult me throughout history, and I didn't do anything. But when they touched you and they bothered you, that I wouldn't tolerate, and therefore I beat them up, because you're my kid. Bani matem l'Hashem Elokecha. You are children to Hashem, your God. These are true things. It's not making it up. But you got to say it, and that becomes an aphorism. And you just say, you're driving in traffic, and you sing a certain song. And there's so, Baruch Hashem, there's so many songs now that, but the focus on the ones that talk about the real love that's there, not, you know, the other ones that just, so many songs today, Jewish songs are just disgusting. They take the beautiful words and turn it into a discotheque. You know, it's gnarish. You know, but certain musicians really did. Shlomo Carlbach did that to a great extent. And others, Journeys did that to a great extent. Shalshelis, and certain ones, not all of them. A lot of them are junk. Some of them are just junk. You shouldn't even buy them. You should throw them out. But Matisyo, just throw them. It's good. It's good for a goy and good for a Jew who's totally secular, but not for a from you. It shouldn't be listening to Matisyo. The whole rap cadence is anti-closeness to Hashem. You don't get close to Hashem by that kind of cadence. They didn't use that in the Beis Hamikdash, I promise you. Right? It's mamish. It's a jungle cadence. You know, it's not for yid. That's not going to wake up your neshama. You know, the ones that are a slow, soft niggin, those are the kinds of things, you know, those are the Shal Shuris songs, you know. That we say, Mizmor LeDavid, the regular Shal Shuris songs, Ein Kelokeinu, right? Those are the ones, and just so through the day. It's okay, you buy, what we really should do, next project, right? Next project is to make a tape of purely those aphorisms. You can copy and paste. Just those, short ones, not 25 words, you guys get lost in it. You know, 4 or 5 words, you can know those words, you just say them over and say them over and say them over and say them over. Right? And those ones will, and you'll know what those words mean. And just keep saying it. Just keep saying it, keep saying it, keep saying it, keep saying it. It gets, like remember we said earlier in the book, it's like Rabbi Akiva, the drop of water on the rock. Makes a hole. Just keep focusing on the love that Hashem has and the love that we have for Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's certain phrases of the Gemaras that tell us these things. And that's a critical, critical thing. And then he adds another point. Oli chilufin, or for a little variety, sheikh balakach loshen lufitzachas nafsho, kalachet basheru. Make up your own aphorism. Just make up your own. Whatever your heart would open up for you, and say your own line in English of how much you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, and that's also a very, very good thing to do. V'yachzer al signan echad, and go over this this one type, this one way of expressing yourself. Deka, bedavka, pa'amim rabos, ma'od, ma'od, kechatzi shah. Go it over for a half an hour. Stay it over for half an hour. You're in traffic. You got nothing to do. Pull out an aphorism. And just sing it. Say it, sing it. Over and over and over and over and over. Shah, or for an hour, for yoyser, more than that. Okay, it's hard to do this. We try to do that shalshudas time. Try to shalshudas time. Shalshudas, what else is there to do? Right? The Shabbos is ending. So you do that. Right? So in olden days, it was very easy to do this at shalshudas because you didn't have electricity. So it was dark for 45 minutes. You couldn't do anything. What did you do before they had light? Even if you have fires, candles, they don't last that long. You can get through Friday night. You can maybe have some hot chon, but by the time it's 6 o'clock in the afternoon, there ain't no lights. So what are you doing for 45 minutes? So what they said, these aphorisms. For sure, that's the time to do it. Right? So nowadays we have the light, so now it's any different? Should it be any different? So you just keep saying it over and over and just thinking about it. And these are these meditations. Just take one and just say it over and over and simply and just drills it. This is, and don't say it's not possible, because you see every teenager can do it. The same jungle music over and over. The same beat over and over. And I can just listen to the same thing again and again and again. It's my favorite song. I hear it again and again and again and again and again and again. Right? So anybody can do this. So at least pick something that's of value and of worth. And that's how you do this. Go over and over. Everybody according to the ability of their soul. You can't do it in half an hour, okay, do it 5 minutes. Whatever you could do. And then you could have like your favorites. You don't need the music industry to tell you what the top 10 are. You said these are my top 10. Let's say when you're going through a challenging time, it's a little bit challenging, you gotta hold on. So you say, Gam Kiela, the gates almost slowly rock, even though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I'm not afraid because I know you're with me. Just say it over and over. You have to go to a very, very let's say you have to go to a very serious medical appointment. You don't know what the doctor's gonna tell you, so all the way there, just say that. Just say it. For the whole drive. If it's a 20-minute drive, just say it. I'm not going to be afraid. Put Reb Shlomo on that song. Just play it over and over. 10 times. Just press repeat, repeat, repeat. And just do it over and over and over and over until it just gets totally into your head. Right? It works. It does work. Again, but I'd rather do something more intellectually stimulating. That's not what we need right now. You need to be able to do these kinds of things. Okay? You do it by speaking through your heart and not through your brains. And repeat this over a long period of time. And that will therefore put your soul on fire to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. Kuvayin Aleph. Now, there's another important idea, and this is something we got to work on. Dover said, "Sarach lehaasos mitoch shketus regia umitoch chozek penimi vahislahatus penimis deka velochi tzoinis klal." This has to be done in a quiet way, in a relaxed way, from an inner strength, from an inner enthusiasm, but not an external enthusiasm. Okay, this is a hard concept to appreciate. He's saying, it's not the yelling kind of zmiros. Not to say that there's a time for more upbeat zmiros. But even that, Yiddishkeit is not really that big into yelling. Yelling is an external cheap thrill that will wake you up, but not necessarily wake your soul up. Remember, your soul likes to hear gentle things. The soul is pure. It's quiet. It's in the spiritual realm, not in the physical realm. The physical realm is loud and screams and asks for attention. An neshama is soft and quiet. You yell songs. You're not getting your soul. That doesn't mean to say you can do a beat nigunim, but we're not really into the screaming part. Now that's hard to believe because when you go to to football games, everyone screams and yells. So you figure that's how you got to do that. But he's saying that that's not how you do that. Gihislatus chitzonis, because an external excitement. He haislavus, this is an external enthusiasm. Vihislavus eina bokas pikias emes as hamesa chamalim el neshama. And loud, boisterous enthusiasm does not penetrate truly through the veil, through the curtain that hides the neshama. Elarak al yedei hislatus panimis, only through an inner enthusiasm, a quieter, you know, there's excitement, there's anticipation, there's happiness, but you don't have to scream it. That's an external thing, only an inner one. He calls it rishpia rishpeish, like the spark of fire, deka. Only then, after livkos b'chitz asleva even amali min chushe hanemet liskalos, only then can you break through that stony barrier of the heart that hides the senses that are inside that could be revealed. When you do this through this inner quiet and this inner enthusiasm, if you go it over many times, and you do it without relaxing too much, Hashem will like what you do, will want what you do. And God will remove any of the barriers, these strange barriers, that prevent you from feeling this love that doesn't depend on anything at all. Last paragraph, Kufchav. Hey, Derech Zeh Yedua Beinov De Hashem Yisparach Shemo Ve'ein Bo Kol Chiddush. What I just told you, the people who know how to serve Hashem, they know this. I haven't said anything brand new. I haven't said anything. I said no new insights to this. Va'af Ksuvehi Chalkis B'sefer Yisod V'Shar Shavoda, and part of this is written in the work called Yisod V'Shar Shavoda. V'beduka menu sama od mod. It's try true and test, try tested and true, very much. Ulum calls us, but all this is b'tnai with the condition she'odam yatziv ma'od b'avodas Hashem Yisparach. The person is standing at that position very much of serving Hashem. V'ena karav l'dimyon kol. He's not imagining this, but he's on the page. You cannot start this in your first day of serving God on this project. You can't start this on page one. It's something that can only happen once you know that, once you feel there's a God, and you feel that you're created by Him, and you feel that He's in control of everything in this world, and you feel that He loves you for all the reasons we've enumerated, and you have a fear, and all these things that you've worked on. Then you work on this. Not to say you can't do this before, but it'll be most effective when everything else is in place. So that's critical. If you got to keep reminding yourself of those things. So there's a story they tell of a certain chassid who people labeled him with a certain kind of a pejorative term, and they called him Mutl Nar, which means Mutl. That's his name. Mutl Nar. Nar is like a youngster. You know, a Nar is the term is he's not fully mature. A Nar. So, if your kid's 5 year old, we call him an R. He's an R. Even a teenager we call an R. An R. When you're an adult and you're married, you know, you're grown up, you know, when you're 20, 25 years old, you shouldn't be an R anymore. So they kept calling him an R. Call him an R. Well, he wasn't so bright, whatever it was, I don't know. Anyway, they finally find Reb Motel a Shidduch, and he's engaged. So they changed the title. Instead of calling him Herschel, how am I calling Herschel? You'll see why I call him Herschel. Mutl Nar. They call him Mutl Chassan. It's Mutl Chassan. They changed it. The day of the wedding comes, and Mutl is crying. So the Rebbe at this time was Reb Herschel of Zidichoyv. He was the Rebbe. And the Rebbe notices that he's crying. So he asks Reb Mutl, it's your wedding day. And he knew Reb Mutl wasn't such a big Talmud Chacham to cry because he was doing tshuva and all this stuff. And, you know, in other words, there was something very simple that was bothering him. So he asked him, well, what's bothering him? So he says, Rebbe, I know. You know, right now they're calling me Mutl Chassan. But I know that after I get married, they're going to go back to calling me Mutl Nar. You know, when you're engaged, they call you the Chassan. The wedding, they call you the Chassan. Shavuot Brachos, they call you the Chassan. After the, you're not the chassan anymore. So what are they going to call me? Call me back to being Mutl Nar. So Rebbe told him, listen, I'll tell you what it's like. A Jew on the high holidays between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. You know, a Jew feels good about himself. You know, the whole year long, you know, maybe we don't do so much we should be doing, and we know we're not the best Jews necessarily. We're not living up to our potentials. Right? It comes Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, you know, we get up early, we say slichas, you know, we davening, we're doing tshuva, we're doing vidui, we're being extra careful on mitzvahs. There's that spike for that 10 days, we spike. And we're really mamish, it's something good, you know? But right after Yom Kippur, the day after Yom Kippur, we feel pretty lousy. Because we know that level we were on, we're off that level, right? So, you know, this is not a unique thing that you're going through. Chassan is, it's like, your chassan is like Yom Kippur. You know, so okay, we know, it's the post-Yom Kippur fall, a drop. Your stock goes up between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, you get a big gain. So then, what do they call in the market? They call it a correction. What do they call it? A correction. So after Yom Kippur comes the correction. You go down. We know that happens. So he turns to him and says, listen, maybe after the chasna, people will once again call you matul nar. But by me, you'll always be matul chasen. I'll always call you matul chasen. That's what he said. So, what's the point over here? So if a Jew knows, how does Hashem look at us? So some of us think Hashem looks at us like a shmo. I know I'm not that careful, and I don't do everything I should be doing. And maybe in Shemayim they're calling me, Yossi Nar, right? So you know one thing? A Kaddish Baruch Hu, you know, doesn't call you Yossi Nar. He calls you Yossi Chasen too, right? Even when we make some mistakes, we always have to keep seeing ourselves as the Matul Chasen and not as the Matul Nar. And if you always look at it that way, you know that Hashem is looking at you that way, then you're going to have that desire to keep going in what you have to do. Okay, so now we got some time. So now we're going to go on to the next. Now, it's really kind of left us a little bit missing. So I've given you out a sheet. You got the English over there. It adds on. It says, let me just take one myself. I didn't bring it. So if you look on page, 81, it says that there's another selection that was put on, and Jeanette copied off the Hebrew too. So this is from the fifth chelek, fifth volume of the author's Bilvavi, and it's called Shni Tolas, and from on pages 84 and 86, there's a little bit more to talk about how to, because I kind of feel bad at this point. Hasn't told you a lot about getting this Ava Shein Atluy but over, this love that doesn't depend on anything. And he kind of says, you know, you should say things, this and that. So he really has a beautiful, beautiful piece over here that can help us a lot in doing this, and a beautiful tefillah that's here that you can say and you can hang on to. So let's go from Mem Gimel. You see Mem Gimel on the sheet? We're looking at the sheet, or in the English, that's on page 81. And towards the bottom, at point number one. We'll just start it now, we'll continue it tomorrow. Now we're going to begin to explain well the path to arouse and reveal the love that does not depend on anything. The root of this love that doesn't depend on anything, this is the unity of the creature, the creation with its creator. That we already said. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Abba Shalanu. Hashem is our father, V'anu Banav, and we are his children. That's what it says in the Torah. Bani Matem LaHashem Elokeichem. You are children of Hashem, your God. So now what do we know about the relationship between a child and a parent? Kishem Sha'ben Hu Chelek Min Aviv. V'yotze Mi Aviv. Just like we know that a son is a part of the father and comes from the father. Now, the same thing, daughter and mother. We're not being racist over here. We're just picking fathers and sons. But it's sibling, it's children and parents. Right? So, me'atzmuso. And this is essentially from his essence. He comes from his father. He has the genes. He has the, what do you call it? The DNA. All this stuff. Mamish comes from the parents. So, ken kivyachol anu chelik meni yisbarach shom. We too, as it were, is mamish a portion of God. A part of God. And we came from him. Miziv Ora Yisbarach Shemo, from the illuminated light from Hashem. Nimtza comes out. Shebikdei lochush ha'avazu, in order to feel this love. Aleinu lochush ha'anu chelik menu. We have to feel that he is a portion of us. We're a portion of him, rather. Chelik me'elokuso, a portion of his godliness. Ulekach gilui avazu hu ayidei gilui ma'al sa'asmi shal ha'nefesh hu chelik eloka mima'al mamash. And therefore, the revelation of this love depends on a revelation of the essence of the soul, which is a portion from God on high, as it were. Right? So now he continues and says, "Atta nevar esaderech ketzel gal says asus nefesh." Now we will begin to show you the path of how to reveal the essence of the soul. As haben shabanu, the child that's within us. As a chelak elokami mal shabanu, that portion of God on high that is in our side. Person should seclude himself with his creator, as we've mentioned. B'makom reik v'sheket, in a very quiet and peaceful place, b'bnei Adam, that's far away from people. He should begin to speak with his creator and say the following, that we've run out of time, and we will continue tomorrow. We'll begin right away with this beautiful, beautiful tefillah. And this tefillah, you can really mamish say it every time you're davening, after Shmon Esrei, or at any time in the day. You could say this beautiful, beautiful tefillah, which we will get to Amir Tz Hashem tomorrow morning.